Is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, main story time, and it's time to talk about some of the things that are going on inside of the world and some of the things that are going on inside of the sessions and sometimes the things that are going on that we don't even understand that are going on. So here's my question for you, because it does come up from time to time. And you have to look at it, because most of us work for an organization, work for a company, work for people that are trying to make sure that the bottom line, as it's talked about, is, you know, they're hitting their numbers, they're making money, because that's important. Let's not lie here in regards of what it is. Because if you work for a business, which you more than likely do, they're in business to make money. Ta-da! I don't think I said anything amazing right there. I just think I told you something that you already knew. But the reason that I reference this is, here's what happens sometimes. Companies are sold. Companies merge with other companies. People get into shambles in regards of what's going on. Now, if there is a main company and a parent company and all this other stuff, you have to look at some of these things and go, what makes the most logical sense? And the reason that I reference this is for the following reason. When a company is sold or merges with another company, here's what you know is going to happen most of the time. There is going to be more than likely a reduction in force. What does that mean? That means there are going to be less amount of people going on, moving forward and doing things. Just kind of the way that it happens. So with that being said, here's what I want you to think about. People start getting concerned. People start getting confused. And then the next thing that comes about is there is a level of people being scared on who's going to be let go. So with that being said, what happens to the department that you are working in? What happens into the department of the stuff that you have going on? The reason I reference this is for the following. When you take a look around here and you realize that you only have one versionality of safety that you talk about, only one level of safety that you talk about, maybe that's where you start having that contemplation of how many other things are you able to speak about? How many other things can you discuss? Some people don't like talking about this, but I think that it's important to be able to have a ability to discuss multiple versions of safety. Listen, it's not that you have to agree with everyone. It's not that you have to like everyone, but being able to have the knowledge base to have the discussion is important. The reason I reference this is for the following. When it comes to understanding work, you have to be normally pretty proficient on what your place does of employment, and you have to be pretty proficient on what you're working on in particular. And so let's say, for instance, hypothetically, you only know about one versionality of safety and you're unable to talk about other versions. And when I say one versionality of safety, I'm talking about the different versions that people talk about. I don't want you to be like, well, I only know how to make people safe. Well, I hope so. What I'm talking about is having a different conversation. Because here's the thing. You have to be where people start. And if the company sold, if the company merges, and the new people that are taking over or that you merge with say, this is what I understand about it, and you're unable to have the discussion of what's going on, well, that becomes difficult. That becomes an interesting concept. So you have to be where people are. So if you're trying to get them to human organizational performance, like we're going to use that as an example, you have to be able to explain how you got to human and organizational performance from where they're located. And if they've never heard of HOP, guess what happens? You have to give the trajectory, because if you say, hey, let's drop everything and move forward, guess what's not going to happen? You're not moving forward. You're not going to go with that, because a lot of people are going to have tons of questions. See what I'm saying? do you kind of give the breaky achy down of what's happening? So there you go. Some things to think about. Some things to give some consideration to. So I would say, if you have the opportunity to do so, get a better understanding of the different versionalities of safety that are out there, and understand that sometimes some of it is like cogwheels, some things that they're bolt-ons, things that you add to and enhance as you go forward. Now, here's where people get hung up on some of this stuff. Well, nothing is a bolt-on and so on. Pump the brakes for a moment. I want you to think about this. Has there been something in your life that you did that occurred that you did not like? And you knew from that point on that life would change and you would never go back to that format of what you did before? Well, I'm just asking, because if it did, that kind of means that you've already lived through this in one way, shape, or form.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.